Good morning, Jules. How are you going?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good. Good to see you again. We're very privileged because earlier this year we spoke with, and I actually got to talk with Kieran Gribben over the phone, and later on when they came through doing the Red Hot Summer Tour, and Bonnie Doonan was the year before. I've lost track.
It was actually the end of last year, I think.
The end of last year, wasn't it? Yeah. And got to meet the crew from INXS, including Kieran, who is the new lead singer of INXS. But INXS are having a break now. We've got Kieran on the line. Kieran Gribben is a Northern Irish singer, songwriter, producer and composer, and hails from Castle Dawson, as you mentioned, in Northern Ireland. Good morning, Kieran. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much for having me on.
Good to talk to you again. Good. I've got to say, before we get into what you're doing now, I know INXS is having a break at the moment. How was it being lead singer of a band like INXS?
Well, I think there were so many emotions on many levels. You know, obviously, I dreamt of as a kid growing up to be, you know, like all young musicians, being the rock star and walking out on stage with the massive audiences and screaming fans and you know, that is everything that I imagined it would be. You know, I've lived that dream, and it's been literally, you know, it's a cliche, but it's been a dream come true. And you know, I. But from a young age, loved INXS and loved Michael Hutchence and loved those songs. And you know, to walk out on stage and sing those songs is such an honor. And you know, thankfully, right across the world and touring with INXS, the response has been wonderful. And you know, obviously the band aren't touring and maybe not do any massive touring in the future. There might be sporadic gigs here and there. There might not. To be honest, I don't know. But what I do know is that, you know, my time so far with INXS has been very, very special. And I feel very, very lucky to walk out on stage with one of the greatest bands ever.
Kieran, Julie here. How are you?
I'm good, Julie. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. When you were in Ireland as a kid, did you ever want to be Bono? Did you want to wear the dark glasses?
although I have to say that growing up in Ireland, it was very hard to escape the massive success of U2. I was born in 76, and you know, right around the time when I was about 12 to 15, U2 were Joshua Tree period, and obviously INXS were the Kick period. So those two bands were sort of nudging head to head as to who's the greatest band in the world. And what a time for me, because you know, growing up in Ireland, U2 were like, you know, literally the royal family. They were on, you know, rock and roll royals, and they just were untouchable. And you know, I whether I liked it or not, I was massively influenced growing up by the massive success that U2 had and their wonderful songs and music. And you know, it's wonderful, you know, to be a lot of people compare my voice to Bono, and that's a massive compliment. And I suppose there are similarities. I'm Irish, and I love rock music. And
do you want to save the world?
Well, no, I do want to save the world, but I don't want to do it in the way Bono goes about it. I think you know, he does take a lot of criticism for his sort of antics outside of rock and roll, but you know, I think genuinely at heart he probably has a good heart. It's just that he comes across a little bit pretentious a lot of the time when he does it. It sort of backfired on him, you know.
You've worked with quite a few big name artists and bands over the years, haven't you, up to this date?
Yeah, I'm very, very fortunate. You know, a lot of people, I come from a very rural area in Northern Ireland. It's not even a town, it's just a townland. And you know, sort of stereotypical Irish countryside. And to grow up in that environment and go on to sort of work with some of the biggest names in music, from, you know, touring with Snow Patrol, supporting Paul McCartney, writing with Madonna, Grammy nominations, you know, and then obviously INXS, and now my new sort of, I've always been sort of been involved in writing music and songs for movies, and I'm very, very delighted that, you know, a song that I've written is in the next Al Pacino movie, and for the first time in, I think, in Al's career, Al's actually singing the song. So you know, that's to me, that's another pinch yourself moment. It's just wonderful to be, you know, working with such legends of that, you know, of the entertainment world and music and movies, and you know, I feel very, very blessed.
Do you find you just happen to be in the right place at the right time, or obviously you've got the talent, but you know, do you find you just happen to be, you know, one door opens, another door closes?
A lot of people ask me that question, you know, how did I get from, you know, this tiny little rural area to working with Madonna, and very much a case at the right place, the right time. It also a massive factor to suppose my, you know, success, if you want to describe it that with that word, is that you know for 20-25 years I have never taken my eye off the prize. I've missed my best friend's weddings. I've missed family functions because I've had to go and do that gig, or I've had to go and do whatever that meeting. Music to me, I made the decision at a very, very young age, you know, probably around 14, 15, that this is what I want to do. And it's not like any other job. It just takes up everything, all your time and your energy and your thought process. And you live and breathe it 24/7, you know, 365 days of the year. It's not like an ordinary job where you can come home on a Friday evening and put the feet up and watch television or whatever you want to do. It literally, it takes over your life. And that sort of level of commitment that I've given to music certainly is probably the biggest success story, or, you know, the biggest reason behind my success. But if you're putting yourself out there continually, you do tend to bump into good people. And I'm very much a people person. I very much believe that, you know, if you're good to people, and you build up decent relationships with people, things come from that. And it's not about, you know, always in that sort of networking mind. It's very much a case of just, I like being around with people, and I like collaborating with interesting people and writing music. And very much, you know, you can call it luck, you can call it being in the right place at the right time, but a lot of it's just pure hard graft, you know, it's just hard work. There's no real secret to that.
When you joined up with NXS, you moved to Australia?
Yes, I'm currently an Australian with my family. We're Aussie residents. So we love it here.
Do you feel that being in Australia, because we are so, you know, a little bit isolated from the rest of the world, mm-hmm. do you feel a little bit out of the loop? Is it harder for you to get in touch with these people and to be in the right place at the right time?
Yes and no. I think the most amazing thing about it is, one of the most amazing things, and there are many amazing things about Australia, but for me, the fact that I've came here and you are so far away from everyone else, that can be a good thing, because one is Australia looks at itself and it literally on every level goes, well, because we're so far away from everyone else, we have to really focus on what we've got here. And there is a tendency in Europe that if you're living there, you sort of go, well, what's going on in Germany? If you're living in London, or what's going on in London if you're living in Dublin? And you sort of tend to jump between all these sort of places, and you're running around like a headless chicken, to be honest. So I think the industry, the music industry and the entertainment industry, is very healthy in Australia. There's an amazing level of quality bands and songwriters and artists. I think the hard thing for anyone coming through, and I'm sort of a bit at the game a bit longer than some of the younger artists coming through, is that there comes a period of time where when you do get yourself to a certain level in Australia, and it's the same with Ireland, that you have to really start to focus on the bigger areas, and that's, there only are three or four key industry places in the world, and that's Los Angeles, you know, London, New York, maybe Nashville, and those are the really centres of entertainment and TV, movies, and music. And I've definitely, even since being in Australia, I continually are jumping in and out of those areas doing work. In fact, I'm going to this time in about 2 weeks, I'll be in LA again doing songwriting and networking and meeting with, you know, music supervisors for movies. So, you know, you're only a flight away. It's whatever it is, 13, 14 hours to LA, depending on the day and who you're playing with. But it's only I actually have trained myself to sleep on airplanes very well. So it's part of my sort of game. You know, it's part of, you have to do it.
Kieran, when we saw you at Bonnie Doon with the Red Hot Summer Tour, I caught up with you guys, that was great. That was, as I said to you then, InXS is probably a band that I grew up. I think it was my first video I ever bought of a band. And it was great, and I thought the concert was absolutely blew us all away. It was really good. Unfortunately, I couldn't get a hold of Julie on her phone, so she missed out on meeting you. She was at the concert, and
I was a gorgeous one too.
And I came back and said I'd just been speaking with the guys, and she thought, "Oh no!"
But that's actually not what I said.
We're on radio, so look. You've got a great voice, and you fit in very well. What are you doing now while InXS is, as I say, you're writing music? You've got a new song out. Tell us a bit about where you're at the moment, and I assume that at some stage InXS will probably get back and do something and hopefully invite you back.
Well, hopefully. Look, regarding InXS, I hope they come back and do something. I can't even tell you, and that's me being genuinely honest with you. I think the guys have been doing this for such a long time. They have a television movie coming out in Australia, before the end of the year, which might generate a lot of interest, maybe get them out doing something. They've done this for so long. They've been there, done it. They've done it all. They've toured all the major stadiums in the world and sold all the records. And I hope they come back and do something, and I hope I'm involved with that. Mm. But, where I'm at the minute is purely focusing on what I've always done, and that's I've got a new EP out at the minute. It's called My Killer, My King. It's a new single, and I'm in the process of putting out more music with the view to maybe putting out an album next year. I might put out a couple of EPs, 4 or 5 track EPs over the next 6-9 months before I put in an album and making videos. And I'm very busy with that, but I'm also very busy with other projects, writing for other sort of pop stars across the world. And, I've written stuff for Madonna that was hits across the world, and I've written stuff for other sort of pop stars. I'm always getting approached by, publishers or people in the industry to try and write for their artist, and that keeps me busy and very much in the movie world. I'm so excited about this new Al Pacino movie coming out. It's one thing having your song in an Al Pacino movie, but it's a whole new ballgame when Al Pacino's actually singing the song. The movie's called.
Can he sing?
Well, he can sing actually. It's bizarre because you can Google it. There's footage online of him singing my song. A couple of weeks ago, they stopped. The band Chicago were playing in the Greek Theater in L.A. and in front of 5,000 people, and this was all organized. And Al Pacino came out on stage, and they taught the audience my song, and they filmed the audience for the movie. So they used Chicago's audience for the movie, and it's this bizarre moment where I'm just sitting there watching it on YouTube, but going, "That's Al Pacino singing a song I wrote," and you just, it's very, very hard to believe, and I'm looking at it going, this is just one of the most special moments of my life, there have been quite a few, obviously Grammy nominations and Madonna and certainly walking out on stage with InXS, but, having Al Pacino, who's probably in the top 5 actors of all time, and he's certainly, as far as living actors goes, he's up there with anybody, and he can sing, and it's just so bizarre. I just can't wait to see the movie. The movie's called Imagined, and he plays a sort of a rock star character in the style of Neil Diamond, and the song I wrote was the big song, his big hit in the movie. So everyone in the he's on that stage singing the song, and everyone knows the words, and they're dancing along. So it's just pretty special time.
Gee, that's amazing, isn't it? You'd really have to pinch yourself and say, did that really happen?
Exactly.
Do you get to meet him?
Sadly, not yet. This is the sort of the downside to being the songwriter. A lot of the time, I'm approached by publishers or people in the industry, and this came about from a music supervisor who I know in LA, and it's a girl called Julia Michaels, and she's one of the biggest music supervisors in LA for movies. She's done, Bridget Jones' Diary and Sex and the City and loads of those sort of massive movies, Devil Wears Prada. And I met her last November in LA, and we got in contact about a couple of months ago, and she said, "Look, we need a song for the new Al Pacino movie, you're going up against everybody." So literally, I wrote the song in Sydney with a good friend, Greg Agar, in the Blue Mountains of Sydney, actually. We wrote the song in a little studio. And we sent the song off, and within a week, we'd heard back that the director loved it, and Al loved it, and, it's amazing. It's sadly, I haven't met him yet, but believe me, when that premiere is happening, I'll be there, and I'll be the first one in line to go to shake that guy's hand.
When does it due out, do you think? Do you know, Kieran?
It was definitely 2014. I can't give a definite date, but there's sort of rumours online, but they're only rumours as to when it is. But you're probably talking sort of, summertime next year, or when I say summertime, the UK summertime. I'm still on Ireland, UK summertime. Australia's slightly different. It's a lot hotter down here in December,
Well, it's spring certainly hit us with a vengeance, hasn't it? You'll obviously be looking forward to that movie coming out, and obviously they're going to have some Australian content with your song in there, so that's really great. And it's great to catch up with you again, and tell us a bit about the EP you've got out, My Killer, My King, which we'll get play a little bit later on. But tell us a little bit about, have you got some more songs coming to maybe make an album, or where you're at there?
Yeah, well, this is my first EP since joining NXS, and the song My Killer, My King was written by myself and Johnny McDade, the keyboard player in Snow Patrol. So I wrote that just before joining NXS, and I've always loved the song. It's out now. There's 5 songs on the EP. It's out on all digital sites, so people can get it on iTunes and all the rest of the sort of places. There will be a lot more music, and there'll be a video coming out next week, and there's quite a bit of, thankfully, there's quite a bit of sort of media interest in what I'm doing, and I've done quite a bit of interviews lately right across the world, particularly in Ireland, and it's wonderful to be recognised in my home turf. I'm 37 now, and I done my first gig at 15, and to finally get recognition in my homeland is just wonderful. I go back there, and things that I've done are be on the news and being interviewed and TV and radio and all the press, and I feel very, very blessed, and I'm just so happy that I'm a lucky man. I have a beautiful wife and a beautiful son, and we live in a beautiful country called Australia, and I get to do music for a living, so life is very, very good, and I feel very lucky.
I've got one more question for you, because I'm Snow Patrol, the album Eyes Open. You did the backing vocals on that. I have to ask you, do you know what Chasing Cars is all about?
I think I actually don't know exactly, but I do know that the Chasing Cars title comes from when you see a dog sitting at the side of the road, and they run after the spinning of the wheel or whatever it is that drives dogs mad, and they're always running trying to grab the wheel of a car. I'd imagine, I haven't really actually spoke to Gary about who wrote the song, what it's exactly about, but it's obviously a love song.
There was a Snow Patrol special on TV, going back quite a while now, and they asked him about Chasing Cars, but he wouldn't tell. So it's a bit of a secret, but I've listened to the words, and it's interesting that you say about the dogs chasing cars, because I reckon it's about an old dog that he had as a kid.
Yeah, you could be right, and the fact that if you lay here, would you lay with me?
Yeah.
That wouldn't surprise me.
I just thought you might have known.
No, sadly not. He hasn't opened up.
No, that's it then. Don't want to talk to you anymore.
No. I'm not important. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Kieran, we've got to leave it there. But look, it's really been great to catch up with you again. And mate, keep in contact with us. We'd love to hear you and talk to you with you again at any time, at any stage, and through your career. And it's certainly it's great to have that contact with you.
Thank you very much, guys. Thanks very much for the support. And by the way, I remember meeting you at Bonnyjin, and I still got your hat.
You still got the UGFM cap? I hope you wear it proudly.
I do. I'm out cutting the hedges and that. It's my gardening hat.
Well, when you wear it out, just let me know and we'll get you another one, okay?
Thank you very much. It's lovely speaking to you guys.
Thanks, Kieran, and you might introduce Tiny Summer for us.
Yes, Tiny Summer was the first song I wrote with Andrew Farris from NXS, and we performed it right across the world, and it's one of my favourite songs I've ever written, especially to write with a great guy like Andrew Farris, and I hope you like it.
Thanks very much, Kieran.
Thank you, Kieran.
Thank you, guys. Have a nice day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Kieran Gribben, who's out on his own at the moment, and this is Tiny Summer.
Down through streams and waterfalls into Jordan's field at the old oak tree, hand in hand to the linen mill with Clarabelle and the daffodils. We love to go wishes grow at the start of tiny summer. I was here before and I was young. I used to run the goggy road. Now you are young.
Start a tiny summer.